It's a Wednesday morning, and I don't think there's anything better in the world when you can start talking bacon. And we've got Chef Goren with us this morning. Good morning, Chef.
Good morning.
Well, we are going to talk bacon because Mitchell's Bacon Battle in Goshen is coming up this weekend. And I know you get to be a judge when it comes down to it, but is there anything better than bacon, Chef? Like, again, you cook with a lot of things, I'm sure.
Well, for sure there's lots of good things, but you know what? Bacon is probably one of the best things. And you know how they say, fat gives a flavor. So you wrap anything in a bacon, it will turn good.
I think that's a motto that many of us could live by, actually, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, for sure.
But Mitchell's is putting on the Bacon Battle in Goshen, and it's a recipe competition with the grand prize being a year's supply of bacon. So we've wrapped meats. We've done lots of things with bacon. How innovative can you be with that?
Well, you can be quite innovative. You know, you just need to put your imagination to work. Like I said, from wrapping things in bacon to cooking just bacon, cure it, smoke it, hang them dry, like make it almost like prosciutto and stuff like that, to making bacon jam and stuff like that. So you can be creative as much as you have good imagination. You can do anything with bacon.
Well, you're going to be able to tell, Chef, that I've watched too many cooking shows right away here, because I was going to say that we can obviously see when we're talking the main dishes and the components with bacon in it. But when we're talking savory, can you make a dessert with bacon?
Well, you can, actually. You can like make like candied bacon. And add to desserts, right?
Okay.
Like a little bit top on top. And actually, there was, I think in San Francisco, there was a coffee shop that they used bacon fat for their cappuccinos.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I can't imagine the position that you're going to be in this weekend having to be one of the judges. Number one, I'm envious because you get to try everything, but that's got to be a tough job, no?
Well, it's a tough job, but it's a pleasure having a chance to try what people are making and try new food and different ways. That's always exciting. I'm a member from Serbian Chef Association, and years ago I was a judge in Balkan Culinary Cup, which was international, and that experience of having to try different things from different countries and everything, that's amazing. That's always interesting.
Obviously, Chef Goren, your credentials do speak for themselves. Do you ever, though, get inspired by what maybe someone would come up in a competition like this?
Well, for sure. It's always looking for new ideas, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you see that someone is using it in the way that you never thought it can be used, you know, that gives you more specter of things, right? And then you start thinking about different ways how to use things and how to use new techniques and everything. So that's a beauty of participating or in any ways to those competitions, even just as a spectator, you know, even if you just come to watch and you see what people are doing and how they're doing, and it can really inspire you to do a better job and be more creative.
Well, Mitchell's Bacon Battle is part of Goshen Days coming up on Saturday. I know you'll be there. Our good friend Sarah Wallace is going to be one of the panelists of judges as well. You've got your work cut out for you, Chef, but you know what? It's a job that I wouldn't mind having myself.
Yeah, for sure. That's a pleasure. That's, you know, it's a great honor to be invited to that happening. And I think that people of Goshen will enjoy it, have some nice leisure time, see some new recipes, see how the people are using bacon in different ways, and who doesn't like bacon? Right?
So true. And I grew up in a family of a lot of boys, so if I can call dibs right now on leftovers, is that allowed?
Of course.
Chef Goren, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy Goshen Days this weekend, and all the best. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward for this competition and Goshen Days, and I think it will be amazing.